Hello, this is Jeffrey Burns, editor-in-chief of Medscape Nephrology. Well, I can't help but wonder that we might be facing our own fiscal cliff in nephrology in the upcoming year or so. First of all, there's going to be more oral medications added to the bundle to join vitamin D products. This is going to include oral iron, phosphate binders, calcium supplements, and other medications. So somehow, dialysis providers are going to have to figure out the logistics of all of this and deal with the costs of adding these medications to the bundle. Another item that I ran across recently was the observation that there were 10,000 new hemodialysis patients started on dialysis in the United States between 2009 and 2012, clearly adding substantially to the ESRD program. The MedPAC chair recommended elimination of a 2.4% composite rate increase planned for calendar year 14 due to a reduction in overall costs because of lower ESA use. And speaking of lower ESA use, the General Accounting Office, or GAO, has pointed out that Medicare, or CMS, could have saved as much as $880 million in payments over the last year had they not based bundled payments on 2007 IV drug utilization rates, and have suggested that CMS might want to consider updating the bundled payment rate to account for the lower IV drug utilization. For instance, ESA use had declined by about 30% among patients who were on ESAs, and there were smaller but still quite significant declines in IV iron and IV vitamin D analog use among ESRD beneficiaries, such that in the GAO's opinion anyway, CMS paid, as I said, somewhere between about $650 and almost $900 million a year, too much. For ESRD bundled services. Now, apparently CMS doesn't even have legislative authority to rebase the bundle and has indicated that they don't have any plans to do so. But it's sort of an interesting observation, which I suspect will catch the attention of those in Washington who are involved with ESRD payments, given the huge cost of that program. So we're heading off into another year. It'll be interesting to see what comes our way from an economic status. Clearly a great deal of focus on quality in the ESRD patient and pay for performance in this population. One good note is that the GAO report did indicate that there were a reduction in stroke among ESRD beneficiaries in the last year or so, but they also note that there was an increased rate of transfusion and express concern about the ongoing high rate of mortality, hospitalization, and emergency department visits. So to everybody, happy 2013, and I look forward to continuing to do these video blogs for you in the upcoming year. Again, this is Jeffrey Burns from the Perelman School of Medicine in Philadelphia, editor-in-chief of Medscape Nephrology.